My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Today is Friday, September 27th. What to know today, now that the whistleblower complaint has been made public, what it shows, and reactions to it. Plus, a new report about Boeing, big changes coming to the Uber app, and a study about cats. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A redacted version of the government whistleblower's formal complaint about President Trump is now public. And sure enough, it talks about that July call when President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his family. In the complaint, it says the whistleblower heard from multiple government officials that the president abused his power when he asked for a foreign government to interfere in the 2020 U.S. elections, and also that senior White House officials were trying to, quote, lock down records of that call. For example, the complaint says the official scrambled to remove the transcript from computers and instead stored it alongside classified information. The whistleblower says that's a big deal, that for one, this call doesn't have anything in it that should be considered classified. And second, the whistleblower says this proves the White House, quote, understood the gravity of what had transpired in the call. But it's important to note the whistleblower, who is said to be a CIA employee, never actually heard the phone call. A lot of the complaint is based off what other people told the whistleblower. So President Trump is not happy about this. He says he never did anything wrong and the call was, quote, perfect. The Washington Post reports he says whoever gave the whistleblower this information is close to a spy. He also went on to talk about what the U.S. used to do with spies and treason in the old days. Also of note, the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testified about this complaint for hours yesterday. He was the one who originally stopped the complaint from making its way to lawmakers. So some lawmakers wanted to know why. CBS News reports he defended himself, calling the situation unprecedented, and he says the Justice Department told him he didn't need to hand it over. So now many Democrats and Republicans are still divided about all of this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, quote, this is a cover-up, and she says the impeachment proceedings are not about politics, but patriotism. But Fox News reports Republicans are questioning the credibility of the complaint. They want to know why the whistleblower's sources did not file complaints as well. You can see and read the 9-page unclassified complaint yourself. We'll link to it in today's show notes. And if you need a refresher on how the impeachment process works and what's happening now, check out this week's Thing to Know Thursday interview in yesterday's episode. And of course, more to come on this story. A new report shows plane manufacturer Boeing underestimated how chaotic a software failure in the cockpit could be. Remember, Boeing's MAX jets are still grounded around the world. Federal investigators are still looking into that model of aircraft after two deadly crashes within months, one in Indonesia and the other in Ethiopia. CNBC reports the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, says Boeing believed pilots would get a handle on things if the systems went awry. But Reuters reports transportation officials say the company overestimated how pilots would respond to, quote, potentially confusing warnings in emergency situations. Because of that, the NTSB is recommending a series of safety assessments for new planes. For now, we still don't know when Boeing's MAX jets, the model of aircraft involved in the deadly crashes, will be allowed to fly once again. The income gap between the rich and poor is getting larger. NPR reports new data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows last year it was the largest gap in 50 years. That means the rich are getting richer, the poor, poorer. NBC News reports the middle of the country, like Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, and Nebraska, saw the income gap jump the most. On the other side, Utah, Alaska, Iowa, and the Dakotas have the most income equality. The Census Bureau says the median income last year, overall, was actually the highest it's been, at almost $62,000 a year. The Minnesota Twins just made baseball history. ESPN says they became the first major league team ever to hit 300 home runs in one season. They've hit 301 so far, with a few more days to go. The Yankees held the previous record. And I know football season just started, but we're already talking about the Super Bowl. ABC News reports Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are going to co-headline the halftime show. Both stars performing have major success on both the pop and Latin charts, and organizers say they're setting a new precedent for what the show can become. Super Bowl 54 will be here in February. All right, more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. With social media and work and family and whatever else, you may not think you have the time to sit down and read a book. Well, Blinkist is made for busy people who still want to learn from books without needing to find the time to fully read every single one. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down for you into just 15 minutes so you can read or listen. Blinkist has a big library of books as well, so when I hear about a book that might be interesting, I can pull up the app right then and there on my phone and get reading or listening and learning within minutes. You've heard me talk about the book Factfulness, for example, 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think. That's available on Blinkist. And there are many other popular ones too, like The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Uber is getting a makeover. The app is combining some services and offering more safety features. So here's what you can expect. First up, a new 4-digit PIN verification system. The Verge says the app will give you a PIN, and you have to give that to your driver before they can start the trip. Uber hopes it will ensure riders get in the correct car for safety reasons. Uber is also working on a way for your phone to verify that you're in the right car. The rider's phone will send a signal to the driver's phone, but that part won't be ready for a few months. There's also a new reporting feature that lets you report inappropriate behavior or an out-of-the-way route during the ride, and you'll be able to text 911 in select cities. Also, when you get dropped off, the app will alert you if you're near a bike lane so you don't hit someone with the door when you open it. Uber has been criticized in the past for slacking on rider safety, so it hopes these changes help earn riders trust. On top of that, CNBC says the new Uber app will combine ride hailing, food delivery, and public transit in one. Once this rolls out, when a user opens the app, they'll choose to get a ride or order food instead of going right to the map screen. Speaking of food delivery, DoorDash just confirmed a data breach. TechCrunch reports hackers stole information from nearly 5 million customers, delivery workers, and merchants. The company says the breach happened back in May and only affects people who joined DoorDash before April 2018. DoorDash is blaming a third-party service provider for how this happened. So what was stolen? Well, names, emails, phone numbers, and addresses, as well as order history and the last 4 digits of customers' payment method, like credit cards, but not the full credit card number. Delivery workers' driver's license information was also taken. DoorDash says it's reaching out to impacted users and has since added more security and updated security protocols. The dreaded cracked iPhone screen. We've all seen it. Apple knows how often it happens and wants users not to use third-party companies to repair it. Engadget says the new iPhone 11 models come with a screen verification setting. So if you do replace your screen with a non-Apple product, your phone will know and give you a warning. It will say it's unable to verify the screen because it's not from Apple. The message will show up on your locked screen for a few days, but then only be in your settings, so it should not impact how you use your phone. CNET says you might get another notification from Apple as well that the company is keeping track. Apple says they're worried other screens could impact the phone's performance. The Samsung Galaxy Fold will finally go on sale today. Remember, the foldable phone was supposed to come out a few months ago, but that didn't happen because there were problems with the hinges and screen. Well, CNN says Samsung apparently fixed those issues and made the phone stronger. So it's now hitting store shelves. You can pick one up at Best Buy or AT&T and Samsung stores. But not so fast, because someone who was reviewing the phone told TechCrunch their screen already cracked. Samsung has warned customers to use a light touch when using their phone, or in other words, don't press too hard. The $2,000 foldable phone is available today. McDonald's is the latest fast food joint to jump on the meatless burger bandwagon. The Verge says the restaurant chain will start testing out a Beyond Meat burger in Canada called the PLT, which stands for Plant, Lettuce, and Tomato. So the patty will be plant-based, but McDonald's says it'll have the same iconic taste. A new study verifies it. Cats can form close bonds with humans, just like dogs do, even though cats are known for being a bit standoffish. Fox News cites a study that tested the owners of more than 100 kittens and cats to see how the cats react in unknown places with and without their owners. In the end, the study found the cat and owner bond is so tight that cats see their humans as a safe place. Researchers hope they can use this to help shelter cats feel comfortable in new homes. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And there are just a few days left now in the September Share-a-thon. So be sure to share the show and get your friends subscribed this weekend. All you have to do is take a video, picture, or screenshot of you taking your friends' phones and subscribing them to the show or however you want to help them listen. Then post it on social media and tag me, or you can email us the proof at staff@thenewsworthy.com. For every new listener you subscribe, you get an entry into the giveaway with hundreds of dollars in prizes. And there will be more than one winner, so start sharing and subscribing and posting to social media. We absolutely love seeing you spreading the word. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just look in your podcast app or head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.